And I'm telling you, my dad knew exactly what time to plant everything. And if it was potatoes, I said, Dad, you said we're going to plant potatoes. He said, no, son, we can't do that for 3 more days. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the moon's wrong. We can't do that right now. We got to plant things that are under the ground at this time. Well, okay, I mean, I didn't know. But we planted exactly like he said. In fact, one day he told me. He said, I said, Dad, that's a bunch of nonsense. You know, when I got to be about 15, you know, I knew everything when I was 15. You know, some of y'all was right there with me, though, so, you know, I don't feel like I'm in, you know, strange country. Some of us, when we were 15, we knew everything, and if you wanted to know, just ask us. We'd tell you. You know, Dad don't know nothing. So anyway, you know, we was going to plant, and I said, oh, Dad, that's nonsense. I said, let's go. He said, I'll tell you what to do. You go out and plant a row of potatoes today. Okay. So I went out there and planted a row of potatoes. He said, okay, now we'll plant the rest of them 3 days from now. We planted the rest of them 3 days from now. Guess how many potatoes my row made?
Zero.
That's exactly right. Zero. Mine never. Guess how many his made? They're just abundance everywhere we dig. Potatoes. Just. I thought, Dad, there's got to be something to this. He said, son, I'm telling you, there's a time to plant. Well, now, I wonder where he learned that. See, right here, from God. There is a time. God even says, okay, well, I know. God don't know what he's talking about either, does he? Yes, he knows what he's talking about. There is a time for everything, a season for everything. I mean, when you go down through there, he lists virtually everything. Then we're going to go on past the rest of those things, and I'm going to get down to the verse after that, verse 9. What do people really get for all their hard work? Think about this. I have thought about this in connection with the various kinds of work God has given people to do. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. See, there's a time for everything. I think, when I look at my life, I think about how God raised me up as a mechanic, a young man that loved to work on cars. And I worked on cars. And I worked hard on them things. And I loved working on those cars. Then he put me in a paint shop in a car. And I learned how to paint and do body work. And I loved it. And I worked hard. I did all. And I just loved what I did. But then later, of course, I had to go to Vietnam. When I came back from there, I decided to go back to school. And lots of other things happened. And God brought me through school. He brought me back into engineering. And then he made me a pilot. And I done all. And all those things, God was training me. And then I had no idea that in the process of all this training, he was teaching me how to train men, how to fly airplanes, how to design things and build things, how to do electrical. And I taught all those subjects for years. And I had no idea what he was training me up for, that there was going to be a time that God had set apart 60 years into the future when he was going to stick me in a place to teach people his word and to see with a demonstration of his spirit the mighty things that I've had the privilege to see God do. Now, Jack back there that came and gave his testimony about how I pulled an arrow out of his back last Sunday and he hadn't had a pain since. If you had asked me to do that 30 years ago, the time wasn't right, Jack. I didn't have the faith. I didn't have the knowledge. I couldn't have done it. Y'all know where I'm coming from? Yeah. You know, I look over there at Keith and I think about him when the first time they put him in a little single engine propeller airplane with an instructor. You can remember that day, can't you, Keith? He had never flown an airplane. And 25 hours later, I believe that's right, was it 25 hours later they put you in a single engine jet? Was that about right? 25 hours later, they stick him in a jet in the military. Now, see, the military can afford to do that. But he flew for many years in that thing. And, of course, now he has no problem flying one of them big things around all over the world, you know, for the airlines now. It's no problem doing that because there was a time. Now, then, if we go back to when you first got in that single engine, they brought you in that great big monster you're flying today and said, here, Keith, take this to Timbuktu, you might have said, I don't think I can do that, right? Sure, there wasn't time. He had to be trained. But each one of you have a time for everything in your life. Just like me. I mean, I never would have dreamed the time would come when God would use me as a man to teach His Word, to get people healed, to train people, to see people like Sharon and Rosemary and Kathy and Tasha and all of you, the people that work for the ministry, that pray the prayer of faith today, to see the miracles, the praise reports every day. I mean, it was meant for this time now. And I love living in this time. I love living in all of those times. But each one of them is preparing you for something else. But everything's so beautiful. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. Realizing it's God's time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. There is none of us can see that. I mean, I think about when I was that little bitty mechanic and I was working 9 hours a day for $5 a day. Not $5 an hour, but $5 a day. That's right back when you could take $11 for a couple and you could buy all the groceries y'all could eat for a week or two. You know, you can't hardly do that today, can you? But you could in those days. You know, but I never dreamed that at that time what was going to happen down the road years later. I didn't know how beautiful this is. But I could not see this beginning to end. You know, I couldn't see it. I can only imagine, you know, when I was in high school and my dad was trying to add on to our house. I mean, he knew very little about building and construction, but he knew a little. And I remember we added a bathroom inside the house because when I was raised up, we didn't have a bathroom in the house. We had a little two-holer deal out on the side of the hill out there. You know, and I will have to say, you didn't have to worry about spending much time in the bathroom in the middle of the winter. When you went out there, got your job done, and you came back quick because it was cold out there. There was no heat in the bathroom. Some of y'all have been there. Some of you have lived where I live. Maybe not many of you, but some of you have. But who would have dreamed that the time would come that I could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I could go in to sit down in the bathroom and there's a beautiful carpet on the floor and it's warm. In fact, we even went out to a home of some people here a while back and the room that they put us in, when I got up to go to the bathroom that morning, there was a soft, padded, heated lid on the stool. When I sat down, it must have been about 80 degrees. And I thought, and it's soft, and it was warm. I asked, I said, what is this? Oh, he said, it's our heated potty seat. Now, you talk about, hey, is that a little spoiled? You got to have a heated potty seat? That's a long ways from back yonder when you went out there and sat on that flat board with a hole cut in it. I guarantee you, that's a lot of changes. But you know, if you'd have told me about that, I couldn't even have fathomed it. You know, there's a time for everything. You can't. And isn't it beautiful what God has has planned for those of us that will love Him and serve Him? You know, somebody said, I wish we could go back to the good old days. No, this is the good old days. We have better things today than we ever had, right? I mean, yeah. But God, He is something. So I concluded that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they can. That make good sense? Now then, be happy. Who is it that has the ability to either make your day good or to ruin your day? You do. You can come in today and say, you know, Lord, with you and I'm going to smile today. I'm going to love people today. I'm going to make a choice today that every time I come upon somebody, I'm going to say, hey, brother, praise God. How are you doing today? I'm Thurman Scrivener. You know Jesus?
Yes,
sir. Amen. See? Or I can walk up and say, you know, how's your day going? Mine's going awful. Ain't nothing went right for me today. I got a pain in my foot and one in my back, and I've got a headache. You know people like that? You know people, you walk up in church and say, how are you doing? And you only do that one time. Don't ever ask them again. 30 minutes later, they'll tell you all the problems have gone wrong for the last 2 or 3 weeks, right? And they're wallowing in their pity. Who is it that made that decision for them to have a miserable day today? They did. Now then, who is it makes that decision for them to have a wonderful day today? Sure. You know, when that guy cuts you off out on the highway, you can wave at him and say, "Praise God, Lord, bless that boy." Or you can get mad and cuss him. It's your choice, isn't it? You know? But you can either have a blessed day today or you can have a miserable day today, and the choice is right here within you. You can do that. You can choose to smile at everything today, or you can choose to be that old mule with a, you know, that nobody get along with. And it's unfortunate, I'm not going to say this about you women, but there's some of us guys like that. You know, we're going to have a bad day. It don't make no difference what happens. I ain't going to have a good day. I don't care what you do. I'm taking you out to dinner today and I'm paying for it. Well, that's okay. Where are we going? Look, I don't like that restaurant. Well, it's the best restaurant in town. Okay, I'll go down to that crazy place you go in there. And you say, see there, the table's not cleaned. Well, this one over here's not. Yeah, but that one's not clean. Let's go over to that. Hey, look at this fork. It's bent. You ever seen people that find everything wrong with everything? Whose choice is that? Theirs. Or you find the guy that looks at everything. Whoa, look at this. Isn't this not? Look how beautiful and clean this table is. Let's go over here and sit down. Whoa, isn't this food nice? Look at that little bitty tiny flower on the table. Isn't that a beautiful thing God made just for us? Isn't it wonderful? And you can enjoy the day, can't you? You don't look at all the things. So the fork was bent? No problem. Straighten it. You have the ability to straighten the fork. You know, don't grumble and complain. You give it to the woman and say, "Here, this stupid fork's bent. Give me another one." Just take it and straighten it up. Say, "Whoa, look how straight that fork is. I fixed that right up." Yeah. It's amazing how wonderful you can make today or how miserable you can make today, isn't it? So, I don't know about you, but I'm going to enjoy life with my Lord. I'm going to enjoy the Lord. I'm going to enjoy life because I have the choice. I mean, let's say, as man and wife, let's say Cheryl comes in something and she says something to me and say, I don't know, any little thing. She might just come in and say something. "Honey, would you like a cup of tea?" And, you know, I have the choice to say, "Yes, honey, I'd love one." Or, "No, can't you do anything besides make me a cup of hot tea?"
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.